This month, our Spotlight on a Teacher series focuses on Agnes Kucharska, who teaches literacy and CLB1 for a LINK program in Hamilton, Ontario. Agnes was nominated as an exemplary teacher by her Learn IT to Teach project mentor. The Learn IT to Teach team often gets asked what the learner courseware can do for lower level learners. Let's listen to Agnes to hear what she's doing with blended learning. This afternoon, we're talking to Agnes Kucharska. Congratulations for being nominated a LINK Blended Learning Spotlight Teacher, Agnes.
Thank you very much.
Can you please describe what kind of environment you teach in?
Okay, so currently I'm teaching a LINK literacy class, and I started using Learn IT to Teach, the EduLINK program, with my literacy and CLB1 class. Last year when I started using it, that was a class of about 20 students. And this year, I have a class of literacy students only, and there are only 10 students in that class.
That's a better size to work with, isn't it?
Yes, it's much more manageable.
Good. So how do you apply blended learning in your teaching with literacy students?
So it's a little bit different approach than I would say for higher levels, because literacy learners, they need to be able to have a way to sort of repeat their knowledge. So they need repetition, they need a lot of practice, they need predictable routines. And that's what I was able to do with the EduLINK program. So we would always have computer class. I usually schedule a computer class about 2 times per week. And during that time, I was able to bring them into the computer lab, and they were able to practice what we've already done in the class. The students were also able to continue reviewing during break or after school.
So repetition gives the teaching and learning more impact, I guess, eh?
Yes, for sure. It's definitely something that the literacy learners need.
At what stage of the Learn IT to Teach training did you start implementing blended learning with your class?
So I would say stage two. Stage two gave me basically the ability to start sort of planning the program the way I wanted it to look for my students. And I was able to at least hide the topics that I didn't want them to see and organize them in a way that I wanted them to be organized, and it was easier for my students to follow.
I see. So you started using EduLINK at stage two. What stage are you at now?
So I finished stage three, and I'm about to start stage four. I'm in contact with Nancy right now to figure out when the best time during the school year would be to do that. It's October already, but September is the time of the school year when we're just starting to get new students, and so I thought I needed some time to get them just used to the computer before I start trying out stage four with them.
So you've been building your Moodle and EduLINK skills as you move from stage two to three.
Yes.
What's been the impact on your teaching of progressing through the stages?
Well, I think it basically supports my teaching. So I'm able to find activities that basically, again, allow the students to that repetition and that extra practice on the computer with what I do already with them in the classroom. I found that a little bit more limited with the pre-stage two or the stage one, of course. And the extra repetition and practice allowed us to move quicker with topics in the classroom because the extra practice that my students did, whether it was, again, during break or after school, allowed them to absorb that information a little bit more.
So you've mentioned the impact of repetition on literacy learning and how important it is. Are there other impacts of the blended model on your learners?
Well, students need a lot of visuals, and that I find that the students need a lot of visuals, and that's something that I was able to include in the EduLink program. Just seeing the words, being able to identify a picture and match it to a word, or hearing the sounds, is something that they needed to reinforce. So it was also the ability of teaching them in a different way, providing that technology part of it. And also, of course, allowing them to learn the computer skills at the same time as they were practicing English was very important. I found, most of my students were a little bit afraid of using the computer, but when they realized the benefit that it's allowing them to see and practice what we do in a class in a different way on a computer, they really appreciated that.
So do the students access the courseware when they're outside class, at home or at work or whatever?
So some of them do, some of them don't. Again, with literacy learners, some of them don't have the computer knowledge, and they might not even have access to computers at home. However, some of them do, and I encourage that they do practice at home. They're always welcome to stay after class and use the computer lab at the school. And I've seen some of them stay, whether it's even just for extra 15 minutes, and practice something on the EduLink. Often I see them trying it and using it during their lunch break.
So do you think blended learning affects their participation in the course, increases their participation?
Definitely. It definitely increases their participation because, again, it's for them, it's reinforcing what they've already learned, and trying the language in a different way. So whenever they go in the computer lab, and sometimes when they're just listening to me, and even though I bring a lot of visuals into my classroom, there might still be a gap. Whereas when they go on a computer, and of course on the computer, there are more visuals that are available, that's what they needed. It clarifies for them what is it that I was trying to teach them. And again, I see students that are able to use the program after class, that they are moving along a little bit faster than some of the other students that are not able to access the course afterwards.
Great. So I have a final question. Do you have any advice for other Link teachers who are considering taking on EduLink and the Learn IT to Teach training?
I should do it. I really found it benefited not only my students, but it benefited me as a teacher. Again, it provided me with a way to add something to my lessons and organize the lessons in the Moodle the way I want it to be organized. And it just takes a little bit extra time, and you always have someone to turn to and to ask questions. It's very beneficial to both the teacher and the students.
Do you have any final thoughts, Agnes?
No. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to the interview, and congratulations again. You're obviously an exemplary Link teacher. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next month when we focus on another Link teacher innovating with learning technology and blended learning. This podcast was made possible by funding from Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada.